Judy, were there ever times when you were at home with three small children where you didn't feel stimulated intellectually?
That was a challenge. And that's a very important question for me. Let me first say that I had the support of, I was married to the right person, and that made an enormous difference. Another thing that was present in our lives was that I had a lot of friends who were in basically the same position. That was true to some degree when we were in the Marine Corps, but that quickly became true in Beloit. And the other thing that was the right route for me was I immediately got active in things outside of my house. And that enabled me to have the kind of stimulation that I needed. I joined the League of Women Voters, and that was one of the most that I still belong to the League of Women Voters. It's part of my identity, and it was where I met a lot of people who were concerned and interested in the same things. The church we belonged to in Beloit was a big factor, and we had a lot of, I became involved in a lot of activity out of that. And then there were other kinds of things like that enabled me to build a kind of stimulation that I badly needed.
As your children grew, you probably started to see personalities coming out of these little kids. How did you nurture their interests and who they were?
Well, I suppose almost any parent would say a child very early on is his own person, and in our case, they are hims. And each one of our sons are very close together in age. They're all come from the same parents, but they're very individual people. And that was wonderful from the start. And so that I don't know what we did to nurture them. We appreciated the fact that they were different people, and they've all just given us a wonderful ride. Some of it, some not without tension, but that's part of the wonder.
And I don't think we ever tried to make them something that they weren't. We accepted
I
who
hope
they
so.
were, and we tried very hard to reinforce that.
They are wonderful men, our sons. We're very proud that we're their parents.
When a child goes from being a child to an adult, to a man, is that something that happens so gradually you don't think about it, or do you suddenly look and go, "Oh my gosh, he's a man"?
I think it is something that to some degree evolves. But I remember that when they were away at the university and then later, that it seemed to me they were always adults, and we had much more of an adult relationship as soon as they left the house.
I think that's accurate. There was a definite line between the time that they were part of our household and then when they left to go to college. And we considered them adults at that point, although I do remember with some embarrassment that when they came home, I cared about what time they came in. So I wasn't entirely consistent about that. I didn't worry about them when they were not in the household, but as soon as they were back in, then I started worrying about what time they came home. But for the most part, we really did consider them adults at that point, and they were worthy of that, without a doubt.
Did you go through that experience of the empty nest as they left, or were you ready for that?
I don't think we experienced the empty nest syndrome. We were ready, and very definitely they were ready.
There are two comments I would make to that. One is a topic that really hasn't come up too much, which is John was gone a lot in his working life. He traveled a good deal, much of it abroad. And so in some senses, the nest problem was more mine than yours. The other thing is that, especially mention Chris in this, Chris is our youngest. And much to my surprise, and I think to his, when his two brothers were gone, he was not comfortable being the last kid in the house. And he was very anxious to go. And he was ready. So that I knew that was the right thing. So that of course we missed each one of them as they weren't there anymore. And you're overwhelmed by the, oh, can it be time for this? And that still is here. I mean, that happens with every new development. But it was, and he was so happy to have that opportunity. He was ready to be on his own in a different way. And I was happy for him. I missed him. He was the last one. But I missed each one of them. But then you have new opportunities, too.
One thing I remember is that one time Marty called us on the phone. I mean, one of the times he called us. He was talking to Judy, and Judy said...
He was in Madison.
Yeah, he was in Madison. And Judy said, John, he wants to talk to you. And so I got on the phone, and when I finished talking to him, I came back into the room, and I must have had this unbelievable look on my face, and Judy said, what's wrong? And I said, Judy, there's nothing wrong. He called for my advice. I don't remember what the subject was, but that was the event. It reminds me of one comment is that today it is so common to just pick up the phone and call somebody. It, in fact, if you're on a unlimited calling, it really doesn't cost you anything to call somebody. But during our years raising a family, telephone calls were expensive, very expensive. And two things about that. One is that I spent a lot of time overseas, usually 2 weeks or sometimes 3 weeks at a time. And we were only allowed 1 3-minute phone call each week. And that would never happen now. You'd be in much closer communication. When Judy had some serious kidney surgery, when our boys were quite young, they went to live with my parents for about a month. Even then, I didn't call, or we didn't call every day to talk to each of the children. We called about once a week. And Chris had fallen off a slide and fractured his skull.
And broke his arm.
And broke his arm when my parents were taking care of him. And today I think, I don't understand why I didn't just jump in the car and go up there to Rhinelander to be with him. But that wasn't the way. Taking a trip that long was something one didn't do. And I had, of course, the work I had to do. But it's so much different now in terms of communications and the cost of communications. And I one of my deepest regrets was not appreciating what my parents went through in that time with him being fairly seriously injured.
Yes, I feel the same way. And God bless your mother. That must have been a really tough time.